Will the audience please stand? Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent to Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Would the audience please be seated? When Jesus had heard, therefore, that Lazarus was sick, Jesus stayed 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, he said to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples said to him, Master, the Jews have late sought to stone you. And you go in the direction of Judea again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of the world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, Our friend Lazarus sleeps. But I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. However, Jesus spoke of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. To the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, which is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give to you. Jesus said to her, Your brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calls for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goes to the grave to weep there." Then, when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled. And Jesus said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold, how he loved him." Will the audience please stand? And some of the Jews said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "You, take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to Jesus, "Lord, by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you hear me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, "Loose him, and let him go." Thank you. Would the audience please be seated? Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we do? For this man does many miracles. If we thus let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation." And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not." And this he spoke not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Jesus therefore no more walked openly among the Jews, but went from that place to a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and stayed there with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was near at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they sought for Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if anyone knew where Jesus was, he should report it, that they might take him. Thank you. Then, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made Jesus a supper, and Martha served. And Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had to bag and bear what was put therein. Then Jesus said, "Let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always." Much people of the Jews therefore knew that Jesus was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of Lazarus, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Will the audience please stand? On the next day, much people that were come to the feast. When they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king comes, sitting on a donkey's colt. These things his disciples did not understand at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that the people had done these things to him. The people therefore that were with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear record. For this cause the people also met Jesus, for that they had heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Do you perceive how you prevail nothing? Behold, the whole world is gone after him. Will the audience please be seated?